lying to us all the time.
Shut up!
Can't sleep, got to build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
A podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 213, or something like that. Recorded January 19th, 2015. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm good.
And I'm Maz. How y'all doing? We got a special guest.
I'm going to watch the stream. I don't know what we're doing.
Didn't read the show notes or anything. Has no clue. And special guest today is Eddie Ruckus. How are you doing?
Great.
And where can people find you, Eddie?
Twitter.com/EddieRuckus, twitch.tv/EddieRuckus.
And for those watching the video, we put it nice and easy under the name. So you like to do a lot of Minecraft videos and Twitch streams and stuff like that. What's your favorite brand of Minecraft?
I gotta say modded, for sure.
What's your favorite mod?
Inventory tweaks, because I'm lazy to organize everything, so I just click a button and it's done.
And Zycraft? Do you like Zycraft?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Soren does that.
Are we going to pick on Soren? Is that what we're doing?
That's kind of what the show does whenever we start talking about mods, right?
Does he still make some? Is that still a thing?
I think so.
All these conventions, and I never asked him.
Yeah, no, every time you ask, he says, oh, yeah, there's some really cool stuff coming. Can't wait. So it's an epic show today, I'm sure. I haven't looked through the show notes either. That's a lie. I made them. So we've got some sightings, or at least one, a bunch of listener contributions, excavation station ideas that you sent in. Yes, you, the one who's listening to this, and some news that we've been looking at all week long and just been dying to talk about it. So that's what we're going to do. But first, we're going to do something we'd like to... this
new soundboard.
Our journeys.
Woo!
What
has been happening?
Well, I feel like I haven't seen Good in like weeks. So
has it been that long? Has it? I wasn't here last week. The one before.
That's true.
So, but I shaved since then. So it's like a whole new person, right?
That's it. Well, you shaved like half a person off. So the hairy part.
Looks like you care about life again now.
Right, yeah. I've gotten through the depression. It was hard. So my week has been spent... I started my Minecraft Vanilla series back up again. I don't know if I talked about last time on the show. I don't think I did. I'm playing Vanilla Minecraft again. I'm doing it for charity now. So the goal is to raise money for Extra Life Charity. And for every $500 I raise, I pledge to do an episode on the server. So that's the kind of deal we got going there. And that's been a lot of fun. I mean, I wanted to do this back in November, but the way Extra Life works, the charity is, it's by the year. So I've been waiting for the first of the year to come around, and so now I'm doing that. And I guess the other big news is we started UHC Season 20 for Minecraft this last week. So that's coming up on YouTube now as well.
It's a bit longer than last time.
Yeah. More than two episodes this time. That's my plan.
And it's 20. So are y'all planning something huge?
We're doing a throwback to the original how it all started, where we're doing a race to the dragon. So it's teams of four, racing to the dragon. We haven't picked teams in about 11 seasons too. We've been doing random teams. So we've gone back to non-random teams. So we have some fan favorites in there. We also have one guy, Arcus. We couldn't find him with teams, so he's all by himself. That's a little twist we're doing too, where he can get with anyone he wants throughout the season. So that ends up playing out pretty cool. No spoilers there.
Arcus so. Twist.
So yeah, it was a really good season though. So I'm excited about that. That's been my
playing
week.
Regular Minecraft, old vanilla. Like, what are you doing?
I went and I saw, I'm doing all the things you used to do, right? I'm like going to the nether,
right?
Getting like the red bricks. I'm just all goal? The. Well, I'm raising money for charity, but I'm just having a good time. Okay. Like, I mean that is the thing. But right. Honestly, I haven't played hardcore like this in a long time. Like where I'm actually sitting down every day and putting a couple hours in, and so there's stuff that like I have never seen the ocean temples before, and so that's all new. Even though, I mean, I don't know. So I don't know what I have to do to even get like I went and looked at it, and like I actually like got new content from Minecraft because like I didn't realize that like the Guardian is like a ghost too, and he like scares you and stuff. So
like
yeah,
Casper the Guardian.
Yeah, but he's not friendly. He's like boo.
So it's more like Beetlejuice,
right? Yeah, exactly, just like Beetlejuice.
You're doing all of this for charity. I think it's worth you pointing out you had a little visit to them recently, and I was watching your last video. You said some good stuff. I think it's worth touching on why you're doing this charity thing as well.
Okay. Well, Extra Life. It's a charity for the Children Miracle Network Hospital. Fortunately, they don't have those there in Australia, so it doesn't, you know, your people are just going to die to the crazy huge spiders. But earlier last year, we did the Minecraft marathon, and the goal was $100,000 for Extra Life. And after we did that, they kind of reached out to us, and myself, Vintage Beef, and Paws got to visit the Children Miracle Network Hospital in Vancouver, Canada. So flew up there and did a little charity event at the EA offices and got to go to the hospital, meet some of the kids that are getting help, stuff like that. So it really touched me to do that. But then right after that happened, came back, and then we went to Florida for the annual Children Miracle Network Hospital event where they bring in all the kids from all over the nation that are actually getting helped. They get to spend time at Disney, and we got to like play games and hang out with all the kids and stuff. And I've always enjoyed doing these charity things, but it's never really affected me as much as it was seeing the actual people that are getting help and seeing where the money's actually going. So that's what really changed my resolve and wanting to actually do more than just an annual event, trying to do something that's year-round. So that's kind of what motivated me to do this.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
I have just recently been in the wrong chat room for the whole thing. Nobody's talking to me in the chat room. I was over at the Shaft podcast, and Twitch doesn't like merge the chat rooms if you're hosting. So I was just sitting there going, why nobody talking? Hello? I've sorted that out now. And also, The Sims, it's not Minecraft related, so I won't talk about it heaps, but The Sims 4 was released on Mac a couple of days ago, and watching good Let's Play of it, I'm like, I can't wait for The Sims 4. And I've finally begun. So check out my channel and watch my first episode.
Oh, yeah. How you liking it?
I'm not sure yet. I think I like it. There's a couple of things with the building that is, like, way spazzy. I'm like, what is... And I saw, like, last I heard, they didn't have pools and stuff, and everyone was... have moan, yeah. They couldn't kill people in pools, and now they'd have pools, and their trailer for it shows them killing people in pools. I thought that was hysterical. Like, they know what it's about. They know. So yeah, I'm liking it. It's a lot tidier. I feel like my sim wants to do, you know, those little reward things that pop up above your head.
Yeah.
I feel like they are too constant, and like I'd like to just think about what right. you want to do, because otherwise you're just like you're just ticking boxes and just like going, okay, what now, what do you want? Yeah, I feel like I just want a bit more freedom. But
I didn't realize the release on that is different from Mac. I would have thought that the big company like EA, Mac and PC games would come out at the same time.
Well, they planned on doing that, and they planned on doing it with SimCity 2, and they didn't, and
then they had to hire some Mac developers and well, we'll wait yeah. on that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's EA.
It's Mac, what are you going to do?
Hey, I've got my first Mac. I love it, sitting right here. It's great.
I had to, working for Curse, I had to work on a Mac the whole time. So, like, I could really care less what I use, but...
You couldn't care less. You couldn't. Sorry, I'm just going to correct every American.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on Maz now. I would hang up on you as a joke, but then I have to reset all the cameras, so screw that.
Yes, technical win. And I'm playing some Captive in Minecraft with you, Brett, which you could talk about, because it's on your channel.
Yeah, we've been doing some Captive, been a lot of fun. I think just released the third episode. The second one, I went a little overboard on the laugh track, and so I dialed it back.
But we're so funny, though.
I know, right? Like, we'd be like, hey, what are you doing over there? Laugh track. And
I like how it's kind of like a gauge to see what you find humorous as well. Like, come on, Brent. That wasn't really.
Put it after all my jokes and none of yours.
Yeah.
Give you a complex.
Why aren't they laughing at me?
But no, that's been fun. Just going through and doing that. I'm actually going back to the Team Super Awesome Minecraft team server, which is a Direwolf 20 pack, and I'm starting Witchery in that and playing with that mod. So I'm going to be going through all that. And the first thing I think I'm going to do is make my witch's outfit. So I've got the robes. I mean, you get to be a witch, you need the outfit, right? And why do all the crap without that? And the Snape. I'll have to have Snape on there somewhere, I think.
Yes.
You're a witch.
Harry Potter.
Also, a big thanks to all the my patrons on the Patreon. I finally got the Mixer and the Elgato. So I should be starting a new series on PS4 Minecraft next week. So look for that as well.
I was going to joke and say you're going to play Minecraft, right? But I guess you actually are, so okay.
I am, and then I'm going to play a lot of other stuff. But I want to at least try it on a console. Since none of us really do console stuff, I figure instead of waiting for console guests that maybe one of us should try it.
Yeah, I've played it a lot. My nephew plays it, but...
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
Oh. don't talk about that. Do you do it on the Xbox or on the PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Oh, quiz. I'll have to get your, like, name stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So we can game.
Wow, it sounds so old. Right. Get our name stuff so we can game.
Get your ICQs so I can get you on the internets and talk and chat. Anyway.
Meet you in the Yahoo chat rooms.
Let's see. Eddie, tell me about your week. How's your week been? What you been up to?
Causing a ruckus, no doubt.
Last Thursday I moved, last Friday morning I flew on a plane 2,000 miles away from my home and I moved here to Illinois, so that's pretty big.
So how's that going?
Oh, it's great. I used to live in a small town in Montana called Browning, 5,000 people. The only store open was a 24-hour gas station past 10 p.m. Best download you could get was 8 down and 1 up. For ISP, and that was $80 a month.
Oh, jeez.
And so yeah, now you're at this new place with two other streamers who do variety stuff on Twitch, and we have 120 down and 22 up. So it's a big increase.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Did you guys like all meet and then like get a place together so that you could all work from the same place? Is that the thing?
Yeah, like we all kind of knew about each other on Twitch, and we met at PAX Prime, and then later this fall, last fall, we started talking about moving into a place together, and we're like, okay, yeah, let's just go for this house, and it's pretty cheap and pretty in a good location. It's like an hour south of Chicago, so.
Well, that's cool. Could have moved to Detroit and bought like a whole city block.
That's right. So it's like bands used to do that, right? Let's get a house together and play. But now it's like, let's get together and stream. You mean over the internet? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really cool.
Are you guys going to do like real life stuff? Like, the reason why I asked is because we talked about before how cool it would be to have a house together where we could just spend like a week or two and do like a Big Brother type thing or something.
Oh yeah, we're going to do like videos, and we're also going to do couch cast when we do the couch, you know. We're still kind of moving in.
So. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
So you're all set up. You get
pretty much. Again? Yeah, I've been streaming for I basically took 2 days off. I started streaming on Saturday, so been streaming since Saturday, every day.
Well, sweet. Well, I guess we can move on to the next segment here.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
I don't know, we could probably add some UHC to this. This too, but I saw one video this week that I thought was kind of funny from, I don't really know how you say it. I think it's MLG Haunt. But it's Bohemian Craftsody, and it's basically a parody making fun of parodies, which I find funny. So take a listen to it. We'll have it in the show notes. And the show notes are already up on theshaftpodcast.com. So if you need these links and stuff, head over there and grab it.
Yeah, and it's really nicely animated too. So get on it.
Yeah. That was a quick segment. So let's move on.
Time for. I wish I knew an animator that could do stuff like this.
I bet you do. You just don't. Notice.
I've tried, man. I've asked Kant for, like, I don't know. Anyways, I've tried to find an animator. I can't find one.
Like, I'm not that good. Like, you've seen, I don't know if you've seen the stuff I did for, like, picking a box.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a lot. It's not like that. So. Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's that program. What's it called?
That you use Mindimator.
Yeah, Mindimator. I mean, I could use that.
Yeah.
Not. Well, yeah, I've seen you do
that. I can do that. There's a thing. It's like mine gets a lot of hate like that because people like me pick it up and barf up there and go, look at my animations. And the people who like use Mindimator like every day and can do some real stuff with it are like, yeah. It's not, no, don't use that.
Right, right. You're just making me look fun bad, of it. Man.
And I'm going to have to buy, $5,000 software package to make stuff just because people make fun of Mindimator. So anyway, just props to the Mindimator guys because they really do some good stuff. Mass?
Well, Pork Schnitzel says, greetings, gentlemen of the Shaft. Samigyu here. My question is, in your experience in Minecraft, what's the most raging or scariest thing you ever did? Love you much. Raging.
Raging.
So that is that like when you fall in lava? You fall in lava after you've mined 68 diamonds and you're like, oh no, my life is over. Is that when you rage? Because
added the nether. That's what I did. I raged. Because I thought the zombie pigmen, like, I thought they were coming for me, so I hit one. Because they just got added, right? Nobody knew anything about them. And that's like the next 3 hours just getting killed by zombie pigmen and ghasts. So I raged pretty hard. But that was a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I get used to dying in Minecraft. And maybe that's not a good thing. But I guess there's this one time that Eric and I were doing something and we fell in lava and died. But it was in the nether and all of our cool stuff was gone.
I play Rage when like we're playing multiplayer like games and stuff, like spleefing. But it's not real rage. It's just passion for the game.
I thought you meant rage against the machine at first, like you have it like on your headphones.
Yeah. I love a good rage against the machine. The scariest moment I ever did was when the Halloween update came out back when it did, which was years ago. And oh, good. Look at me go. And that was like the first time I ever played it. And just the sound of the ghasts was the most frightening thing I'd ever heard. Because they were like glitchy. Like they weren't doing their little quiet noise that they do. They were just constantly screaming. And I was like, what is happening? That was my scariest moment. It hasn't been scary since then, I don't think. They patched it and fixed it.
I remember that. It was like crazy baby elephants on fire.
Little
Dumbo. Poor little Dumbo.
Oh, God. You had to put a name on it, okay, without an actual face. It's
like, well, we were talking about Disney earlier. I figure, Bambi's mom and Dumbo in the nether screaming like a bitch. Anyway, how about you, Eddie? You got any rage?
When I first started playing, I found diamonds and I made diamond armor and everything. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I fell into a lava lake and I didn't play it for another 3 months after that.
Wow. That is a rage. That is a proper rage quit, that one.
Yeah.
3 months.
And then I got back into it with Twitch. But yeah, I just stopped playing it after I lost all that.
Twitch is to blame. Do you do any vanilla, Eddie, or is it all modded stuff?
I do a little bit of vanilla. I have this huge build that I'm doing. It's going to take until, like, next year or something, I think.
And is that all on the Build Guild server? Do you, you're part of the build? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's my thought. Okay.
Has the has the Build Guild been around for like a long time? Like I hadn't heard of them until like recently. All suddenly they seem to have like gotten a lot larger. Is that just
we kind of formed at Minecon 2013? Like a bunch of us were like, oh, we all know each other. We all play, you know, Minecraft, but we don't really play together. So we kind of just was like, let's make a server. 1.7 is coming out. Let's make a Build Guild. It was actually called Twitchcraft at first, but Twitch wouldn't allow us to use our name, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Been around for about over a year.
Well, cool. Well, we might have to start a new like segment with all the Build Guild, because I think we've had some folks from the Build Guild. I just got to go and see like who all now is considered Build Guild.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, on the Chef podcast on the YouTube, we're making playlists of different groups. So we've got like MyCrack and Yogscast, so we'll have to do one for them and all the other groups. I don't know them all. I'm too much of a loser. I don't know all the groups. I should, right? Anyway, Victor, the man with the famous fake Russian accent.
No, well, he'll be excited fake. You've got your soundboard now because he can send in some calls again.
Oh, maybe. And with his girlfriend, it's always fun stuff. Anyway, good. Keep doing your awesome series where you help them, Charity. Also, loving the hair, bud.
Much love, Victor. Is he talking about me going bald, you think, or the fact that I shaved? I don't know if I should be offended. I'm trying to decide what level of offense I should have.
I don't think he's seen you yet. So I think it was when you were homeless. The homeless look. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. About. Okay.
So he's probably being a bit sucky.
Yeah.
What he's doing, yeah. Oh, Victor, you're very unattractive man.
All right. Thanks, Victor. Sweet Sassy Molasses has to say, how did everyone's Valentine's Day work out? I just dated Xbox all day, son. Forever alone, just like Maz.
How did they know I was also alone? I think Valentine's Day, I went out and got drunk with my sister. So there you go. Because we were both alone. So we're like, fuck the plan. Yeah, so very depressing.
It's better for the Xbox, I guess.
Yeah. I need to sell my Xbox. What a lump of useless hardware that's just sitting there. I don't play anything on it.
Is it a 360 or the one?
It's a 360.
Oh, damn. See, I kind of want to get the one to play Smite on when it comes out on console.
Hmm. Mm. Is that going to be... Can you play Smite on PC against people on console?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you'd be able to, but possibly. They were running the Xbox camera during the event. Like, so they would have the camera following the PC players, and it was really smooth, like, compared to, you know, the PC stuff. So that was cool.
Cool. Oh, I guess Valentine's, me and my wife went out to dinner, which was unexpected. You. Yeah.
You guys and your wives.
Right.
Doing your...
Yeah, wife and kid stuff, basically. Chocolates and candy and...
Yeah.
Pretty happy much. Lives.
We actually didn't give my daughter anything. Now that I think about it, we did not even acknowledge that it was Valentine's Day to her. So we just totally skimped out on that one. No chocolate for her at all.
And that's good because, like, if you go to places like Walmart, it's like it's Christmas again all of a sudden. Right. They want you to make like Valentine's Day stocking stuffers. Like what the hell is this crap? Like I haven't seen a candy heart this size ever.
Yeah, ruckus? You're causing a ruckus around town Valentine's Day?
No, I was causing a ruckus in my bedroom, putting my computer together.
Hey now.
I did too, but I wasn't going to tell the internet that. I streamed it.
There you go. Right. There you go.
Just crying. Oh, God.
That's my bed's back there now in the webcam view, right?
Yeah.
It's the real Extreme Beyond.
Hey. Find me on RedTube. Kuskos Balungos says, if you guys are interested in doing another map after you finish Diversity, or what have you, do Terror Restore. It's pretty cool if you want a new series on your channel.
Let's try it out. I wonder how many people it is. We need Gude into another one. Have you played this one, Gude?
No, I've watched a little bit of it, though. Jay Sino and I can't remember who he was doing it with. MK, no, it wasn't MK the Worst. Anyways, Jay Sano and someone did it, and Beef and Paul's have been doing it. But I read that it was bugged and it hasn't been fixed yet, so I don't know if that's just the case. Like, there's some bosses in it, I guess, or something, and like they're bugged. But that's probably, it's going to probably be fixed by the time we get to it.
They're just waiting for the API. Okay, speaking of any day now, Jason Derulo fan says, sup, Wiggle Maniacs.
What?
Anyhow, if you given the chance to be asked by a dev to add a mob of your choosing, what would it be?
Snakes! There you go. Goats!
I would do monkeys. I want little monkeys.
I want birds. Like
sandworms.
Sandworms. I got a Tremors.
Yeah.
Ooh, can awesome. We get Kevin Bacon? I want Kevin Bacon at it.
I'd probably say buffalo and sharks. Or more.
Yeah, buffalo. Creatures.
Yeah. And then we can kill them all.
Yep.
Eat them.
Water hole.
Shark fin soup.
another question, where's Afro Monkey? Missing the dude's hair, you know. He's working. He works all nights now, so... I've seen him like twice since he hasn't been on the show.
What?
And that's just been Smite a couple weekends and stuff. I'll see him on the weekends. So,
is he ever going to be done with Knights, or is that like his foreseeable future?
I think that's kind of it for a while. So
that sucks.
Yeah. Maybe he'll get a day off on a Thursday and be like, hey, I'll join you. I'll be there with y'all. Or we can try to get him fired. Either one. It's not a nice one, though.
So, are you going to read that last?
Also, when is the next MindCon coming? Any of you guys planning to go there? Thanks, Boo. It's July 4th this year. And it's in Europe, so I don't think I'll be able to make it, unfortunately.
London!
Are you coming, Mez?
Absolutely. You paying?
How far of a flight? See, I don't know it because I'm a dumb American. How far of a flight is it from Australia to London?
Do you know the opposite side of the planet? It's that. It's that.
Because it's like a 23-hour flight for me to go to Australia. So
really?
Yeah. It's that to London too. So it's just you're just that far away from everything.
Yeah, I think so. Let's have a look. Australia to London flight time. Why look that up? Someone in the chat room thinks you look like Philip Seymour Hoffman, Brent.
Yeah, so I get that. I get that, and I had to tell him I quit doing heroin. And
Is he dead?
Yeah that's dead. Way too he's soon. Dead. Elvis too, yeah, too soon dead. Today. He just died this year of heroin. Yeah.
Good Lord. 21 hours, it is.
Well, this year.
I'll race you.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
I did like an Indiegogo. It's like, you know what? I will take pictures. Like, I was like, I will basically sell photo books, right, of the event.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great idea. It's photos, like, because no one has Twitter and can see all the photos for free. Right? So, not a single person is a bid on that one. So, I don't
think that's... Not even one. You got $0.
I didn't really push it that much. I did, like, one tweet, but...
Right. It's still kind of funny, though, you have to admit. Not a little bit, one. Sadly, though.
It was that horrible of an idea.
Yeah, right. It's like, no. I mean, yeah, it's kind of sad because you look at, like, Kickstarter and the number of stupid things that are getting kickstarted, and you can't even sell a picture book, Brent. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, and I just thought, you know, it's like, even if I went, like, I probably don't know. Like, I take a lot of pictures at these events, but I probably normally don't take 100. Like, good photos, like, where, like, I would probably have to take, like, 1,000 photos to pick out, like, a nice 100 photos to make a nice book of. Like, I think it'd be a nice keepsake, even if I went.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I was thinking. But. Whatever.
Yeah, it'll cost me about $3,000 just to get over there, so I don't think that's quite in my budget. I'll check. No, I don't. I don't have that kind of money.
all right. Well, anyways, Porkchop MC says, "Hey, everyone, Porkchop here." Because you guys know him, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You probably got asked this question before, but what's the worst experience in Minecraft ever? Vanilla or modded? Mine would be accidentally falling in the void after with all my precious stuff on me. Just made me rage. It's just kind of like our question earlier.
Kind of. So yeah. Use my answer.
I have a different answer this for this one.
I wonder if it's the same guy. Because the other guy was named Pork Schnitzel.
All these pork lads have got the mind in the same place.
Because I basically just took the last questions that we got. So if he submitted twice like that close to each other with different names, because that's what I look for. Is, okay, is it the same name? I don't want to get the same person more than once.
Yeah. I think the worst experience is probably different to me raging or being scared. So my worst experience is when they updated to have the mine shafts and then they kept cutting through caves and it was ridiculous and it looks stupid and it still does. That's my worst experience. Cause every time I see that, I'm like, fix it, fix it. Give the witches noise.
Yeah. Why the witches not? I agree completely. It's the dumbest thing, especially in things like UHC. You got this woman walking around with a bottle of poison and she can just throw it at you and ruin your whole day. And yeah. She didn't make any noise. She's just a mute, silent woman with poison. when they changed ladders, you reminded me. When they changed ladders, I was so dumb. Remember when we used to, you could space the ladders? Like ladder and then a block and then a ladder and that's you could still climb it. Well, I had logged out in the game in the bottom of my mine shaft and then I come back in and ladders has changed. I didn't have any wood, and so I'm like, I'm stuck here forever. Like, I didn't think I could block my way out or dig my way out or anything. I was just like, well, screw this game. It's done. They ruined it.
It's over.
Yeah.
I think after we killed the Ender Dragon, like coming in and going, okay, I'm going to play more Minecraft now. And the realization that there was really nothing more to do kind of ended the game for me. And it was a sad game, that one.
So you think by adding the end and calling it the end, it felt like the end too much? For you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It kind of felt like, hey, this is now the goal of the game is to kill the dragon. And then once you do, like, well, my goal's gone. Like, why do I build up and get this armor? I don't need it to kill zombies.
Right. Makes sense.
So more bosses, like we always say, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, like, just thinking about that, I wouldn't mind more ways to create more portals to boss arena battles. And just have a whole bunch of them, and they take different strategies to bring down. Some of them need more players than one to bring down. And I don't know. But first things first, let's give the witches some sound, and let's unpatch the ladders for good.
Right, yeah, my old ladder's back. The old
ladder. Where you can put a torch next to them too, or something.
Oh, the water ladder? Is that what you're talking about?
Can you used to put a torch like in the same, like now you have to dig a square out next to it. Like when you're doing a straight up and down.
Oh, could you?
I thought you could like put them like on the wall. Oh, no, it was because you could do it every other one. So
right,
because
it's the ladders. Yeah.
So now you have to dig more.
Yeah.
More digging.
More digging.
Sorry, Eddie.
Oh, so like I was playing modded once and it was a hardcore world. It was Feed to Beast Ultimate. And they have a mod called Mistcraft where you can like, you know, do interventions and all that. So I was just getting to the top tier of like technology. Went into a Mistcraft portal and I didn't have a linking book back to the overworld. It was a void world. So I spent like 30 minutes trying to figure out what to do. And then I just jumped into the void because there was nothing to do and lost that world forever.
Oh, that sucks. It was a single player then, I guess?
Yeah, single player.
Yeah. People can come in and rescue you, right? If you're in a without a linking book or something. I feel
like I did with you, Brent.
That same thing happened to me, except for the world I made didn't have voids in it, so I had no way to get out. So I actually made everything from scratch again in that world to make more mist worlds to try to start rebuilding the whole series. But luckily Maz logged in and I was like, dude, okay, you've got to put this, because I had an ender chest and I was like, you've got to put this in the ender chest. And he had no clue, so I had to walk him through the whole thing, too.
And he's, and I'm like firing portal guns everywhere. He's like, dude, focus.
Oh man, yeah, a lot of fun. So cool. That leads us to
Excavation Station.
All your hideous ideas come to life right here in the excavation station.
Okay, yeah, you get that one.
Okay,
no, that's fine.
So Fintris on the Twitters says they should add more advanced crafting system with more types of workbenches for armor crafting, and anvil is needed to make good armor like the diamond stuff. So stone anvil would be the lowest tier and so on and so forth. Yeah. No, I think we're good with the amount of crafting we've got. I mean, what more could you want?
If we're going to have all these new bosses, though, you need to continue the tier, right? Like, we're talking about these new bosses.
Yeah,
the
new you need something after diamond now, because, like, why get anything after... Like, you need to be able to mine something in the end that you make something out of that's better than diamond.
Yeah. Right.
Another reason to go there. Maybe the dragon... Yeah, I was going to say, the dragon could die, and then you could harvest its skeleton and flesh. Yeah, flesh.
Oh, dragon skills.
Yeah.
Ender dragon armor.
Yeah.
Gives you some teleporting and stuff, like built-in enderpearl, like movement on the boots or something. I don't know. I think there's some cool stuff they could do. I used to be really against, like, the new, like, I was like, oh, we got a sword and a bow. You don't need, like, an axe. But then it just seems like, I don't know, it's diversity. It's kind of cool to be able to, I like running around with a two-handed halberd instead of a sword or something. It'd be fun. So I don't know. More weapons, more armor. Just quit making food. Sprinkle it in every once in a while, but
I still think we don't need more crafting bench options.
Yeah, I agree. I think you could use the same crafting system.
Yeah.
Just different recipes.
Recipes?
Recipes, am I right, guys? Hey, thanks, Ventress.
All right, next is Has Mistro? Hey, Shaft Airs, how's it going? My idea for this excavation station is a way to implement different vehicles. I think blocks such as wheel blocks, hot air balloon blocks, sail blocks, wing blocks, all the good stuff should be added so you can make the respective vehicle, hot air balloon, boat, etc. You already said that. What do you think? If your argument is that square wheels don't work, well, look at minecarts. Thank you for reading this. P.S. Brent, my Twitter handle is pronounced Has Maestro. Get it right. Oh, I screwed that up.
Ah, well, spell Maestro correctly with an E in there, buddy.
Tell him.
So, I mean, if you want it to be your name, you may as well Google to make sure you're spelling it right.
He misspelled Has, too, though, so.
Oh, well, thanks for all your years of listening to the show. I'm sure you're going to continue to do so.
See you later. Get out of here.
So what do you think? What do you think about this one?
Add it to Pocket Edition.
Yeah, sorry. Will.
I'm still bitter about the boats.
Yeah. What do you think, Notch?
Sure, I kind of like that.
Well, yeah, who cares what you think anymore, Notch? You've got Beyonce's house.
Right, I can't get it to record more bumpers. I wish I could, but... sure, I don't really care about that. Fairness.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I don't think we need more ways to travel. We've got horses.
Oh, God.
And they're awful.
So, yeah, they are.
Hang gliders. I don't know. Like, I like hang gliders, but then you would never really need horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I kind of hate that I feel like you can't use horses because you get near, you can look at water and they just break. They just fall over.
Yeah, fix horses.
Yeah. Make a boat that can hold companions that isn't only on Pocket Edition.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Why do we hate this game so much?
I know, right? You just seem so bitter.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Rusinisser says, I only just realized that the reason why it is impossible to navigate Minecraft rivers with boats is not because boats are so buggy as they are, but because the rivers in Minecraft just aren't wide enough. The rivers in Minecraft are just a few meters wide. And in IRL, which means in real life, you wouldn't even dream of riding a boat in there. In them. Threadlock didn't read. Is that Threadlong?
Too long.
That's right. Just lost my face. But, yeah. I want wider rivers. About 100 blocks would be fine. Then people would be inspired to build bridges more often as well.
I just want to say that you pronounced his name wrong. It's pronounced Maestro.
Oh, sorry. Has Osunusser.
I think the rivers are just fine. Like, I like the little lake. I think they're lakes, the ones you're looking at. Little streams.
Tributaries.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Tributaries, right?
Is that, I think you're just making up stuff now.
Yeah, of course I am. But I mean, like, if you had like real rivers, like that were to scale to like what they should be to like you would think they were oceans, like when you came to them, like in Minecraft, right. you wouldn't know, and then you'd just be angry when you got to an ocean because, well, that's your world. Is you live in Waterworld?
Right,
Kevin Costner, and that's about it. So enjoy.
Good luck getting your horse across that.
I think it's just scale issue in Minecraft. Like, things can't be real.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, they can't. And one last one from the chat room. Just, hey, the chat room's here. Well done, guys. You're here. Well done. Jay Gazmon, hello, says, how about camels in the desert? And I'm only reading it out because I like it and I want camels.
That's good. And a little factoid for you. Jay Gazmon actually won the ticket to the first Minecon that we gave a contest for.
Oh,
I've got a fact for you, and I learned this last week. Factoid actually means something that's not true. So there you go. Really?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't a...
Oid on the end of things means, you know, fake. Like, humanoid means not human, but looks human. Factoid sounds like it's a fact, but isn't. There you go. Well done, internets.
Thanks.
You just leveled up.
You just leveled up.
So that wasn't a factoid either? Or was it? Are you lying?
No, that was a fact.
That was a fact.
Bite-sized fact. Juicy fact. Meat. Anyway,
you know what time it is, Maz?
It's really
Wait. Let's quiz Eddie. See if he ever listens to the show. Do you know what the segment is, Eddie, coming up? Oh, you could have read the doc. I'll just be honest. You could have read the doc.
I read the doc, but I decided not to cheat.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
It's not the same if you don't do it all high-pitched noise. Like... teletype. Anyway, just a few things. I'll run over them quick unless anybody has something they want to say in depth about them. But 182 was released, so go get it
goodness.
And play it.
When is it new? Is it exciting?
Bug fixes.
Oh, stop
we
it,
didn't get any cool two-man boats.
Mm-hmm.
Future of Pocket Mine. I had no clue this was even a thing, but apparently the new gentleman, Shogahai, who's working on the Minecraft Pocket Edition, I think that's the dude who makes it, but he made a thing called Pocket Mine, which is actually a server stuff for Edition, and it's like all this really cool, it's almost like having a bucket on your crap. We kind of talked about something similar last week, but the thing that we were talking about, you actually pay for. This you don't. And it's made by the guy who's working now for Mojang, putting in these features into the actual game. They aren't actually... It's not owned by Mojang. It's still under separately. But if you need that for Pocket Edition, I would probably choose to get the one worked on by the same guy who's working on the real game.
Yeah, it makes sense. What is that squeaky sound?
Hard Awards came out for 2014, and guess which video game? You're not going to be able to guess this probably, but I will give you all a chance. Guess which video game won the most pirated video game of the year without looking at the doc.
Okay.
And don't remember what the show's about.
Oh.
That's not a hint.
Okay. That's a hint. So not what this show is about.
Factoid.
I'm gonna.
I can't think of any other games.
Minecraft. Come on.
Oh, I knew that, but I was trying to think of something.
106 million pirates.
106 million times it was pirated, which is.
How do they get this information?
Oh, it's
like,
probably
is this like torrent sites or something?
Damn lies. Like, how many people will actually tell them, right? Do you want to submit stats for your download? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Here you go. So it's probably like even more than that. I don't know. I guess the torrent itself actually has stats, right?
Right.
Even though it's not getting any IDs or anything, they're still knowing, hey. And that's almost twice as many times it actually was sold in 2014.
Wow. Platform. Imagine if they were charging money for pirated downloads, how rich they would be.
Man, they could sell it to some other company for a gig in.
We could.
I don't know.
Yeah, Apple might have bought it. Apple would have definitely put it on their front page of apps and stuff. Anyway.
Front page.
That's kind of the show. Anybody got anything to talk about, to discuss?
No, go to my channel and subscribe and watch things, because...
Well, before you go to his channel, I think you should head over to... Because you're already on Twitch, probably. If you're watching this live, that's for sure. Go to twitch.tv/EddieRuckus and follow this gentleman. See more of his Minecraft stuff and other stuff. It looked like you were doing some other stuff on there, too. No?
Sometimes.
That was just
sometimes
on
Minecraft. Sometimes I'll play other things. Yeah, sometimes was different.
Are you going to be at PAX East, Eddie?
Yeah.
I guess I'll see you there then.
Yep.
Another one I won't be at.
That's so sad, Brett.
Who has time for all this stuff?
Maybe you should sell pictures from Boston.
Yeah, no work either. I'll have to use Maz's idea, man. He's selling stuff, and apparently another Redbox, or where? What were you saying, man?
Redbox channel
where I flick my bean on my bed. Is that?
Oh god! But they're so hard to find because you got to go to the jungles.
Yes,
I was bringing it back to Minecraft.
Yeah, we never left. It's good, seamless. Let's get out of here.
Worst idea ever.
Well, thanks for joining us, Eddie. It's been actually kind of a short show. We kind of went through everything. And any questions from the chat room?
No. I don't know. But check out that Minecraft-related photo I just put in Skype.
I'm not
clicking on any photos right now after this show. Nothing from you, sir. So anyway,
yep.
That's all really loud. We'll just go out with a goat. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Next week.
Bye-bye.